272. They have been very influential in the development of several South and Central Native people of America and left many traces, notably the name of their star Olmeca, remembered as the Olmec Star People. At one time over 2,000 members of this race were living among Terra humans. They left when territorial tensions on Terra increased, leaving 25 of their people behind to guide the Terrans. Do all these extraterrestrial races have in their planets similar political and racial problems, as we have on Earth, or is it that we're too primitive? We're not, we're learning and we're doing very. Racial conflict and misunderstanding, it's all based on ignorance. Ignorance of the other, and this occurs when the civilization, the culture is still uneducated and locked in consciousness by overwhelming systems, such as religions or you know things like the ones who have different skin or different belief is bad. You know children, when we come as children we are not racist, we get on with everyone. It's a certain type of toxic education, who made of certain people racist. So this is all due to primitive systems of education and mind conditioning that make people fight each other upon their differences. That doesn't only occur on Earth, it occurs on as well in other many worlds, who are still locked into these systems. So we can call it primitive, but I wouldn't say it's primitive. It's unfortunately mind-controlled societies, who do that, because nobody is born racist. We're all tolerant people. It's the education it does that. Of course, we're not the only ones to be in this toxic pattern. Could you a photo looking at the window of Thorhan ship, looking back at Earth when you are up there next, would help greatly on our journey. Elena, I'm not allowed, because they don't allow us to bring proof of their existence, as disclosure and this extremely well regulated. But I can draw. So that won't happen. I'm not even allowed to bring back objects, although I have some gifts with me, but I'm not disclosing. You can't, it's disclosure. Be patient. Things will come in time. Thea, you were Andromedan in the Vega system. They have a colony there. I haven't mentioned them because I forget to mention them. That's why sometimes you can see people looking like Andromedans coming from Vega, but wearing this tall neck and long coats with long sleeves. The year very well involved with working with the Federation on, there are so many others. That's a little overview of the main ruling cultures there. There are also Lan, feline people, there, but there are very little group. They are quite discreet. I think they live on the fourth planet. The fourth planet is very big. Now that Vega have come to help, will they may wake up their star seeds? Elena, they are waking up their star seeds, their envoys. Absolutely, it's happening. They are done it. They are a lot of Adari, not so that much Iliva, not that much Osman. The Elvir and Osman air are involved in working in tactical operations in the Galactic Federation and diplomatic with the Osman. But that would be the Adari from the first planet who are really involved in the envoy starseed. Are the Lyranid asteroid showers remnants of the Orion, Lyran wars? Is Vega related to the Central Sun? 273. Elena, to my knowledge, when you see you are announced astronomically about an event of, for instance, a shower of asteroids and it bears the name of a constellation, it doesn't come from Thish constellation. The Earth evolves around the Sun on an orbit, and in the way there are clouds of dust and little asteroids. Every time on its way when the Earth crosses these clouds of dust, this solar system is full of dust everywhere, and so this becomes meteor showers, shooting stars. They're too tiny to crush on Earth, and even though the galactic relation is really taking care that nothing falls and harms us. Why these clouds were just there in our solar system as stationary, they are the names of some constellations who are so far away, because when the Earth passes through this cloud of dust it seems like they're coming from, for instance, Lyra constellation, but they're not. It's just because at that moment the Lyra constellation is just behind in the sky. It's visual illusion. Can you tell us about what dimensional level the Adari are spiritually? It's not dimensional, it's density of consciousness. Dimensions are parallel universes implicated in the other, and each one of each dimension has different layers of density. It's like you see the universe like a town with buildings, and each building represents a dimension, and the densities are the floors, and the top roof level is the connection to source. So they are shorter, bigger levels. Each parallel universe has a different set of densities. Some universe have a scale of like 4 densities, ours have 13, well 12 plus source. Others have 20, 40. It depends. So when we speak about spiritual development, spiritual evolution, we speak about density. A density is a rate of frequency of matter, and it also goes with an opening of consciousness. A frequency is the vibration between two elements, can be two atoms, can be anything, and the faster it vibrates, the higher it is in frequency. When it concerns matter, it becomes density, and matter vibrating faster goes into a higher density. When we are told raise your frequency means also it raises yourself in a higher density. When matter vibrates faster, higher rate, and you becoming a higher density vibration, higher density, you can even become invisible to those who stay down. You are less limited by matter and the monkey mind of the avatar, and your consciousness opens and reaches out to a wider consciousness, a broader connection with the universe. That is why raising intensity and consciousness is about. And dimensions is parallel in universe, it's something different that doesn't enter in the count of spiritual evolution. The Adari are fifth dimensional. They are moving from 5 to 6. I know there are some Adari groups who have even got to the 7th. What's the difference if they leave their planet and come to ours? Does the air feel heavier for them? Of course, that's different air. We are all part of a big family from Lyro ancestry, man's K62 system. So we are all carbon-based beings with either different bloods, can be also copper blood, can be different things, but we are mainly carbon-based creatures who man, the humans, the entities from an system, and so we are pretty much similar. We breathe pretty much same air. We're not going to all breathe in sulfuric acid or things like that. So it's easy to adapt to different atmospheres between all the different human races. All the humans are adaptable into the same atmosphere and gravity more or less. But of course, when for instance Adari they are going to come visit Earth physically, they are going to feel it's so dense here, and the gravity also is different, so the and the air is different. They can poison themselves, so because it's a very the breathable atmosphere, it's a very precise little ratio. So, 274, they have tricks for that. They can either modify themselves genetically if they plan to come and settle. Otherwise they can also breed with the population. It's settlement at long term. But if it's just for a short visit, they have two things, and I've experienced it, because I went on Venus and I'm going to tell about it in my book. They have two things that can help you and as well on station upstairs. I'm having the same treatment is true. Either they give you a belt that is not only a frequency belt that adjusts your frequency to the place you are, but also that regulates all body, that changes the oxygen in your blood. I don't know what it does, but it adapts you to the environment. It creates like these belts, called frequency belt. They create like a shield sometimes if needed as well, to enable you to be in search of certain environment. As well. I've experienced this, it's a bit weird. Second thing is they have compounds, you can drink or take pills. I never take any pills, but they make me drink. The drink is a shorter effect, so it's because I never stayed long. It's I don't know what's in it. You drink that and suddenly you feel the gravity, the feel of the gravity changes. It really changes and you can breathe better. You become busy for dizzy for a while and then do like minutes. How to wear a Merkaba and how to spin it. Yes, masculine Merkaba upwards, feminine downwards, sky and earth. Always use it from left to right clockwise, as if you stand on a clock. Do the vegans have different types of blood like Terrans? How they reproduce themselves. The Tal are very close to us with blood, they nearly have the same blood, the Ahil as well. I don't know about the Osman, but I wouldn't be surprised that it's a carbon-based blood as well. Every planet has only one type of blood. For instance, an endemic original race to a planet, totally indigenous, All the individuals will have the same blood type. It's when you start to have colonies or inputs rehybridization that new blood types got mixed like on Earth. I know Adari and the Tal totally do like us. The Ilaver who are a hill, they have a different level of experience in the act of reproduction. They do like us with a higher dimension of experience. Adari and Ilaver have red blood. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Adari blood changed color a little bit. Because their skin changed. Do the Vegans and the Galactic Federation believe in one god that created all things? Also, when does the Ashtar Command fall? In the Federation? Good guys? The Vega civilizations reached a level of consciousness that doesn't recognize religious system no more. Even before they left K-62 the Ill system, they already didn't have this belief in gods. Although in their primitive beliefs they believed that their Starman was a goddess, was a feminine entity. They don't believe in gods as entities, but they believe in something they call Source, and they even give them a name in the man culture's Imana. The Archerians also recognize this name Imana, the great mother of all, the great or creator. But they don't say to goddess. It's source. It's not concept, it's a source of all life and all energy that stands in between all the universes. The Ashtar Command is you need to be very careful, because there's a lot of people who think they channel or communicate with Ashtar, but there's a lot of AI actually who use this name to trick people. So be very careful. I have explained already many times about the Ashtar, but I can just clarify because maybe you're not the only one who wonders. The Ashtar Alliance was created in the Sirius B system to fight a long time ago against the Orion group of Great Nebu. Unfortunately there, 275, Ashtar Alliance got infiltrated by our reptilians and greys from Orion and they became subverted, and they work now with the Cabal and everything. Ashtar Alliance. The Ashtar Command or Galactic Command, it's something different from the Ashtar Alliance. It is a breakaway from group from the Ashtar Alliance. Some of the personal, which is a military organization, decided to break away from the Ashtar Alliance because it was corrupted. So they left and they built their own stuff and they are mercenary military service. They don't have a world, they live on huge motherships and they are an entity of their own. The Ashtar Command or Ashtar Galactic Command, and they are good guys. They are working at helping either the Andromeda Council, either the Galactic Federation of World, either the Council of Five. They are good mercenary service and they have an outpost on Jupiter in this star system. They work as a service for the Galactic Federation. They have nothing to do with them, they work for them as a service. The actual Galactic Command nothing to do with the bad side of the Ashtar Alliance, which is something different. Is the Galactic Federation headquarters are located in the Vega system? No, they are not. I'm not disclosing where they are, but they are not in the Vega system. How long ago was the Lyran Wars? I also wonder how long the Adari Tal settlers spent under Thevagan starlights to evolve bluish skin? Look in the book, The Man System and the Lyran Wars, I know it was many hundred thousand years ago. So the Adari suppose spent a very long time to evolve with a little bluish skin. Do they practice martial arts in Vega? Ahil and Tali follow a routine which is named, which is the Oori way. It's a regular daily practice. It looks like Tai Chi or Kai Gong. It's a meditation. They call it attunement to source and to themselves and to source. They do that every day, every morning before starting their day. It's a sort of type of yoga, they are tuned with source and with their power. It's an amazing way of starting the day. It looks like martial arts. So you may have seen something or remembered living there and practicing this. Status update: my channelings are not regular channelings. No one comes in me. I allow no being ever to come in me body. It's my sacred space. What I call channelings is a contact through a technology device that allows remote to remotely control my upper head, my upper body with my consent, and nobody is here, just me. I'm still in my body, I'm fully conscious and I can take control at any moment, and Thorhan is doing it from Theship 100,000 miles above my head and remotely. It's a quantum technology. Thorhan, Terrans, you have wandered where to go in this darkest night. You have been brothers and sisters, you have seen them falling for a path of misunderstanding and ignorance. You have seen them leaving reason and following a path of disturbance and misconceptions. I ask you to allow them to be sovereign of themselves and their free will. It is their choice, it is your choice. They will also go to the light in the same place as the place you are going. The difference is, they will take the long road. It is time. 276. We do not grieve about the difference of opinions, the difference of choices. But we hold each other arms in arms, arms with arms to fight this final battle. Support the weak. Do not blame the weak. Love the one who hates you. Do not hate him more. All will be well in the end if you follow the rules of universal love, if you find the peace within. I will recommend that you listen to what soul tells to your mind. Connect with a higher level of your being. War is not only about conflict. War is about challenge. War is about teaching, teaching you something about yourself. Conflict is here to bring all this realization. We of the Galactic Federation of Worlds have been looking after you since we arrived a long time ago in your star system. There are many ships of ours here present, keeping the balance and fighting alongside you for justice. There is not much I can disclose but this: we have created understanding and cooperation with some of your governments, and these corporations are operating for the greater good of your species. Military alliance under your ground, technological alliance in your laboratories and where science is put in action. We have been giving you a lot of our technology to help you evolve. The rules on Terra are not going as they go on all other planets in this galaxy. The law of non-intervention that is called on your world to your understanding prime directive, we do not call it like this, we call it non-intervention. This concerns all worlds of this galaxy. This is a law we go by to protect these worlds, that their evolution is not interfered by invaders, by disturbance. We preserve the right to evolution of all species in this galaxy, it concerns everyone. Sometimes when there is a crisis, and this crisis here on Terra concerns the whole galaxy, we geeked around it. We needed to give you this technology. We needed to help you, because we thought, you wouldn't survive, after the choice had been made by your bad governments to ally with the Nebu. We need to do something, otherwise you were lost. So the Galactic Federation of Worlds sent envoys physically to some of your governments to help you build some technology that would propel you quicker into your legitimate future. This was our fight back against the Nebu. The Chukot tried to stop us. They didn't. We are still working with Yuan more than ever, creating the alliance of your planet and our federation. We have been protecting you and we will never let you down, as a friend of mine said once. These are my words, Terrans. You know that I like to say you have one job, raise your frequency. And I hope you understand better and better what it is about and what it involves. The updates have been given. There is no more I can add. I wish you all a great and peaceful journey. Meditation, relax, relax and become aware that you are all powerful. You have total power upon your environment, upon the persons within your environment. You know how to influence persons around you is by changing your frequency, by radiating peace and refusing chaotic influence. You modify people around you, when you modify your frequency. You have an impact on everything around you. Frequency is chain reaction, it's going to lift the frequency around you. Create your good cloud, your cloud of joy, cloud of peace. Imagine you are working every day in a cloud of pure peace and grounded. You will see that the persons in contact of this cloud of peace will calm down and conflict will ease. Go within yourself, go within your being, within your body. Become pure consciousness, become pure awareness. This is you. When all the holograms dissolve, what is left is the vril, the life force and consciousness. And when the vril is gone, still remains consciousness. 277, consciousness is the core of everything. Everything has consciousness at different levels of understanding, development, nature. Remember this awareness to be only pure consciousness, because this is who you are inside your eternal light being, who lives inside this temporary flesh suit. Pure consciousness that you are can reach out to realms far away. There is no limit in distance and there is no limit in time. Consciousness is timeless, eternal and interdimensional. When you are a pure consciousness you can see through everything. You can access every knowledge, you can project yourself out of this galaxy, out of this universe and meet the intergalactic people. When you become only pure consciousness, your vibration is close to the vibration and the density of source. Consciousness is not contained in a small little avatar. No, consciousness is part of the whole. We're all fractals of a universal unique consciousness and all linked to each other. Your consciousness is linked with the consciousness of a little pebble on a beach somewhere on a planet at the other side of the galaxy. We are all one when we are consciousness. When this life and this incarnation challenges you, when sadness, anger, grief, pain comes your way, remember, you are consciousness, inhabiting bodies and you are limitless in any directions. When you switch to the awareness to be only pure consciousness, you raise your vibration so high, that you are out of the matrix and you are free. You are this bird that flies to the end of the universe, even if the universe has no end. It is time you realize who you are. It is time you regain your power now in this awareness and this beautiful feeling to be one with all. 278, the 2nd of June 2021, message from the Anshar https://www.youtube.com/watch.v=kanchiaiksik. The pilot must wake up. Unexpected message received by a connection via a telosine crystal. This literally jumped at me as an emergency message. I had never heard about the Jonda ground tribe, but the message is truly amazing. A message came to me from a Lemurian crystal. These crystals were put in our ground by the Telosian people, those from Agartha, those who came from the stars over a long time ago and left Akalani, deep underground. The crystal appealed to me unexpectedly and I was taken for a journey in flashes of blue and green lights under the earth, somewhere. Vortex is spinning, quantum travel to a place made of glistening light, sunlight on the waters, rocks shimmering, an artificial sun under the earth. There were cities, glistening with beauty, shimmering under an amazing and strange light under the earth. I heard the voice of a woman, "I am calling you. Follow me." And I saw her silhouette, slender and beautiful, pale blue skin and long white hair. I understood that she was from the star people who settled underground, and there are many tribes. I could read her mind and she could read mine. And in her mind I saw her coming from the stars a very long time ago, these live so long. Her skin, the skin of her people, turned blue because of the change of environment and light. This woman took me for a journey in deep, deep, deep underground earth, deeper way deeper than the levels where of war in the dumbs is happening. Somewhere way, way deeper. She said to me, "A technology is hidden here. It has been sleeping since a very long time," and I say to her, "Show me." And as we travel deeper down into tunnels bathed in a strange glistening blue light, as if the sun was shimmering on water, but no water. This was very strange. As we were going down the tunnels I could hear whispers of hundreds of people, whispering a name, "Hadja, Hadja." I didn't know what this meant. We went deeper to a lake and I saw her standing there. She was beautiful, slender pale blue skin, slanted golden eyes and long white hair. And she showed to me the lake and she said, "The hidden knowledge is here under this water." And there was a golden yellow white light coming from the bottom of this lake, and I said, "Show me." She said, "We need to go underwater." And our consciousness has dived into the water of the lake and the waters deep down to a cave, based with a strange golden glow. And in the bottom of this cave was a big wide huge ship, flying saucer shape, with little windows around it, domed on the top. And she said, "The hidden technology is here. This belongs to our people, to our ancestors. It is now time that this technology is offered to the Terrans on the surface. It is time to know, we are looking for the pilot. Pass this message. The pilot must awaken. The pilot must awaken. Bring this message back to the surface." The pilot will hear this. The pilot will awaken and come and activate this. I said I will transmit this message and I told her where is this located. She said to me, Tullows. Under Tullows, I said Mount Shasta? If you said you know Mount Shasta is thrown by war, but it is deep deeper down Mount Shasta, two levels. The reptilians do not have any idea, any access. The waste of this kingdom is well hidden, and only those who belong to my people are able to find it. I understood this was in a higher density. So I am transmitting this message. And I ask the name of this woman and the answer I got was the shimmering whispering of the water running water, so in know her name is water in her language. So the pilot wherever you are you will recognize yourself. I hope and I know this message will touch your heart. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. 279, the 5th of June 2021, my thoughts about the June UAP report on UFOs https://www.youtube.com/watch v=WS8NMZ310/280, the 6th of June 2021, the names of the stars https://www.youtube.com/watch v=VodelTab1SUE, Earth name original name Milky Way galaxy Nataru Andromedans peoples any in constellation Andromeda is visible a faraway galaxy Andromeda as well Arcadrians people O Ori Sirius Asterashkara Sirius Pstar Thiela Sirius Pstar Imri Alpha B Centauri planet Celo Beta Centauri planet Hadar Proxima Centauri planet Meton Altair star Alcorin Altairans people Akhari Aldebaran star Jardu Aldebaran's people Jedi A Nunikin, a colony of Anunnaki, Wolf 424 star Amo, Amites, Vega star Olmeca, Orion constellation Uru Anna, Orion comes from that real name Orion Gray's group people Nebu Rigel star is Baal Bellatrix star Urud Betelgeuse star Car Ina Mintaka star Aragorog Alnilam star Zagara, Tau City star Norco hash Alpha Draconis star Thuban. 281, Draconians people Chico, Lyra K62 star Mana, the cradle of human species in this galaxy Liran's people Man Liran Felinis people An Liran humanoids people Tal, Ahl, Nor Or, Ladrak, a humanoid reptilian species, Pleuard star Cluster Mana High Alcyone star Jaha, Tal Shiar people Tegata star Ashara, Ashari, Erel, Dal, Nor Or, Dakari. 282. The 8th of June 2021, Q&A with a Galactic Warrior https://www.youtube.com/watch v=is4u8jw0w8. We are going to talk about the Warrior Way. We are going to talk about how to fight spiritually as well as physically, and allied both. Tonight I will have the privilege to be in contact via Thorhand with Akvuaru, who is a Tal extraterrestrial soldier. He was born in the Alcyone system in the Pleiades and he will tell you again his story that he has told already, but maybe not all of you have followed. Is money used in the Galactic Federation or is it a concept everything is free with zero-point energy? They have actually a currency which is in the Galactic Federation that is abstract. They do not have physical money. It's a quantum system. Everything is free and shared among the members of the Galactic Federation. There is no trade. Well, there can be some trades for goods coming from outside of the Galactic Federation that they are need to be paid to be imported. So that will necessitate a currency. So there are two levels. Everything is free and available for everyone that is among the members of the Federation. Food, energy, clothes, everything. But then because everything is free nobody needs to earn money. But if they want they can to earn a capital of quantum virtual currency. So I gave you an example, once I saw on the station upstairs Thorhan buying something. He was buying a cloth and he went. They have a place where they supply material and their shops from imported goods. So if he picked something and he gave his arm and there he has a holographic, All the personal military personnel and scientific personnel or the person working in these outposts in these ships and stations they'll have it's the same as we would have a mobile phone. They have a holographic sheet under their skin. It's like a rectangle like this. It actually goes like from here to here. It's holographic, it's not physical, and it's quantum technology.